Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's on this, the third Sunday of Advent, for our service of Holy Communion. We welcome visitors in particular, and all of you are very welcome as we gather and begin our service by singing hymn number 119, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Come to the third Sunday of Advent in our journey through this penitential season. I'm going to ask the Morrows to come forward, and they're going to light the third of our Advent candles.
Today we see that the first two candles of the Advent wreath are lit, the candle of hope and the candle of peace. Now we light the third candle of Advent. This is the candle of joy.
As the coming of Jesus, our Saviour, draws nearer, our joy builds with our anticipation of his birth.
From the New Testament, the word of Paul to the Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit.
Let us pray. We joyfully praise you, O Lord, for the fulfillment of your promise of a Saviour and what that means in our lives. Thank you for the gift of salvation through the birth of your Son, Jesus. Create us in you as we wait, and help us to see your glory as you fill our lives with your living Spirit. Amen. We turn in our prayer books to page 201. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Turning to page 222, we use the commandments in full in this season of Advent. And the congregational response is in the words of the New Testament. Hear these commandments which God has given to his people and take them to heart. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods but me. You shall not make for yourself any idol. You You shall not dishonor the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Lord's day and keep it holy. Lord, have mercy on us and write these your laws in our hearts. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not be a false witness. You shall not covet anything which belongs to your neighbor. Lord, have mercy on us and write all these your laws in our hearts. We turn back to page 202. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect for today, the third Sunday of Advent. O Lord Jesus Christ, who at your first coming sent your messenger to prepare your way before you, grant that the ministers and stewards of your mysteries may likewise so prepare and make ready your way by turning the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, that at your second coming to judge the world, we may be found an acceptable people in your sight. For you are alive and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, word without end. Amen. Amen. And the Advent Collect. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armour of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
We know from our Old Testament how the Jews longed for the Lord's coming. And we know Christ has come. Christ will come again. James urges us never to despair or lose faith in this time of waiting. The epistle is from James, chapter 5, beginning at verse 7. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, Take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Friends of John the Baptist had expected their Messiah to come with political power, but for them and for us, the evidence of Christ's presence is found in our individual lives as he comes constantly to transform us. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to Matthew chapter 11, beginning at verse 2.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by the disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are you to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go